Hello there. Welcome to Jazz from the Archive, a program featuring rare, historic, but first and foremost entertaining jazz from the vaults of the Victorian Jazz Archive. I'm Ken Simpson Bull. In the 1920s and 30s, most jazz-oriented music on gramophone records was, largely, only available from the few internationally controlled companies who severely restricted the quantity and the quality of jazz music available to the Australian buyer. These companies limited their output to the most popular and the best-selling of the material available. Australian performers were seldom recorded. In 1948, with no improvement in the state of affairs, Melbourne's Bob Clemens decided to establish his own record label in order to give local jazz musicians more exposure, and the Jazz Art record label was born. Bob Clemens, a musician himself, was probably best known for his record store in Little Collins Street, later in Russell Street. He also ran the famous Downbeat concerts at the Melbourne Town Hall. From February 1948 until 1953, Bob produced 42 78s and 3 LPs of Australian jazz. Because these discs had limited distribution, many of them today are very rare indeed. The Victorian Jazz Archive has been able to access the complete Jazz Art catalogue and has released all of them on a total of 6 CDs. In this program, we are going to offer a selection from what we feel represents the best of Melbourne's jazz performers of the period who were recorded by Jazz Art. Let's start with a track from one of the LPs. It's Len Barnard's jazz band with Len on drums, his brother Bob on trumpet, Titch Bray on clarinet, Frank Traynor on trombone, Greg Clark on piano, Peter Cleaver on banjo, and Ron Williamson on brass bass. It's the old Jelly Roll Morton number, Mr. Jelly Lord. Thank you. The Len Barnard Band made more recordings for the Jazz Art label than any other group. Len is now, sadly, deceased. I recently asked his brother Bob, who of course has become one of Australia's most renowned trumpeters, about these Jazz Art sessions. Bob said, "Bob Clemens arranged the recording dates for us, but we were given free rein as to what to record." The first of the Len Barnard sessions was on the 24th of November 1949. It was brother Bob's birthday. He turned 16 years of age. Bob said to me, "Don't play that session, it was awful." Well, I don't think so. In fact, it's quite an auspicious start to Bob's long career. But you be the judge. The interesting line-up are Len on piano this time, Bob on cornet, Tichbray on clarinet, Doc Willis on trombone, Smacker Fitzgibbon on banjo, Bill Fredrickson on bass, and Fred Whitworth on drums. Here is Len Barnard and his South City Stompers playing Ory's Creole Trombone. Len Barnard's South City Stompers from 1949. In the late 1940s, the bop movement, which had begun in New York with Dizzy Gillespie, Miles Davis, etc., had started to filter through to Australia. Bob Clemens was aware of this emerging style, and in fact, he dedicated around half of his Jazz Art recordings to these so-called progressive musicians. From 1949, we have selected an item from Ron Gowans. Ron was born in Sydney in 1912. He took up reed instruments and from the mid-40s was active in the nightclub scene. Later, he played with Tommy Tyko and accompanied visiting artists like Artie Shaw, Ella Fitzgerald, and Bobby Rich. In this number, he plays alto sax with Ken Brentnell on trumpet, Terry Wilkinson on piano, Ken Lester on string bass, and Tommy Spencer on drums. Ron takes the vocal. So here is Ron Gowans with Boogie Blues.
When your baby packs up to leave, gonna go up to the mountains to call on that baby of mine. Guess I'll go up to the mountains to call on that baby of mine. But something tells me she ain't coming back this time. Guess I'll go to the country, can't take you. Guess I'll go out to the country, baby, but I can't take you. 'Cause there ain't nothing out there a gal like you can do. She's got a face like a fish, a shape like a frog, but when she loves me, I just holler, hot dog. I love that gal better than I do myself. But I'm all alone, alone upon the shelf, on the shelf.
Splinter Reeves was another musician who moved into progressive jazz. Born in 1924, Splinter started his musical career playing reeds in the Pitt Orchestra of His Majesty's Theatre in Perth in 1939. He came to Melbourne in 1941, where he joined Frank Coughlin's band. He later formed his own well-known Splintet and made his first commercial recording for the Jazz Art label in March 1949. Here he is from 1952 playing tenor sax with Stan Walker on piano, Lou Silbereisen on string bass, Keith Hounslow on trumpet, and Charlie Blott on drums. Splinter Reeves with If I Had You.
Thank you.
Frank Johnson's Fabulous Dixielanders was one of the most popular bands of the late 1940s, early 50s. They even upstaged the reigning champion Graham Bell in the 1949 Battle of the Bands. This band had a long run at the Collingwood Town Hall from 1947 till 1956. Let's have two numbers recorded by Jazzart in 1950 with Frank Johnson on trumpet, Walker Dyer on trombone, Jeff Kitchen on clarinet, Jeff Bland on piano, Bill Tope on banjo, Jack Connolly bass, and Wes Brown drums. Firstly, Get Out of Here, Go Home, and then, Is It True What They Say About Dixie?
Thank you.
Frank Johnson certainly had a swinging band. For the next on our selection of tracks from the Complete Jazz Art catalogue, let's try something a little different. Edwin Duff provides a nice vocal here to Jack Brockenshaw's so-called progressive group, although Jack is rather laid back in this rendition. Born in 1926, Jack Brockenshaw took up xylophone, piano and drums, and by the age of 14 he was percussionist with the Adelaide Symphony Orchestra. In 1946 he formed a jazz quartet in Adelaide and soon after came to Melbourne, where he became known for his early bop sessions. Jack continued on successfully with club work, radio broadcasts and overseas tours, and he created his own musical production company in the United States. In 1994, he reformed the Australian Jazz Quartet for a series of tours. Here, from 1948, is Jack Brockenshaw on vibraphone, with Errol Buddle on tenor sax, Ron Loughhead on piano, Ken Lester on string bass, and Billy Hyde on drums, with Sweet Lorraine.
I've just found joy, I'm as happy as a baby boy who is playing with a choo-choo toy when I'm with my sweet Lorraine. She's got a pair of eyes that are bluer than the summer skies. When you see them, you will realize why I love my Lorraine. When it's raining, I don't miss the sun, for it's in my baby smile. Just to think that I'm the lucky one who will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that nobody steals her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry Lorraine. Fortunate one who will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that nobody steals her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry my Lorraine.
Sweet Lorraine from Jack Brockenshaw with a vocal by Edwin Duff. Don Harper has been called Australia's Stefan Grappelli. He certainly is a virtuoso on the violin. Don was born in Melbourne in 1921 and began studying violin at age 9. Later he became popular through his recordings and local radio broadcasts. He was then invited to Great Britain, where he made regular appearances on the BBC and at clubs and concerts. In 1970, he returned to Australia, where he regularly performed on television, radio, and in clubs. Don passed away in 1999 at age 78. Here is a 1949 jazz art recording featuring Don's great violin playing, with Barney Marsh on piano, Jack Gay guitar, Bill Carstensen on string bass, and Billy Hyde on drums. We give you Don Harper with Japanese Sandman. Let's return now to Splinter Reeves. From April 1950, we have a nice vocal by June Carey. Other personnel include Ted Preston on piano, Lynn Challen on string bass, Jack Williams on trombone, and Charlie Blott on drums. We give you Splinter Reeves with I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm, and that will be followed by All the Things You Are.
The snow is snowing, but I can weather the storm. Why do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember was December. Just watch those icicles fall. Why do I care if icicles fall? I've got my love to keep me warm. Up with my overcoat, I'm with my gloves. I need no overcoat. I'm burning with love, my heart's on fire, and the flame grows higher, but I can weather the storm. Why do I care? to keep me warm.
The Things You Are, Splinter Reeves, with the vocal on I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm by June Carey. Let's relax a while with the next number. It's from the Bruce Clark Quintet, recorded by Jazz Art in March 1949. Bruce Clark was born in Melbourne in 1925 and began playing guitar professionally at age 17. He became interested in jazz in the 1940s and began bop experiments with Charlie Blott and other progressive musicians. Bruce was a founding member of Splinter Reeve's popular Splintet, playing in nightclubs from 1949 to 1952. During the 1950s, he worked with Jeff Brooks and broadcast with Don Banks' Bop Tet. He was with HSV7 from 1956 to 1963, and in 1976, he founded a guitar school and later held responsible positions with various musical organisations until he died in 2010. The musicians on this 1949 Jazz Art recording are Bruce Clark on guitar, Alan Ford piano, John Mason string bass, and Lynn Motherwell on drums. We present the Bruce Clark Quintet with Blue Moon. For the remainder of the program, we return to the traditional Dixieland style. Cy Watts was born in Melbourne in 1912 and took up both piano and trombone. In the 1940s, Cy played piano with Roger Bell, and then later, on trombone, with Graham Bell. Cy did very little recording and finally drifted out of the jazz scene altogether. We here present two of the 18 tracks he laid down for Jazz Art in 1949. The personnel on both of these items are Cy on trombone, Val Healy on tenor sax, Des Edwards on trumpet, Nev Madison on clarinet, Les Cooper on piano, and Trevor Torrens on bass, and Alf Barnacle on drums. The tunes are Sorry and Oh By Jingo. Here is Cy Watts. ¶¶ Cy Watts and his Jazzmen. In 1953, several other Australian record companies had entered the recording market, and Bob Clemens decided to end his jazz art venture. Bob, who spent most of his life promoting and encouraging musicians, passed away in 1994. We finish the program with another number from the Len Barnard Jazz Band, recorded in 1950. It's Original Georgia Grind. We heard Original Georgia Grind from the Len Barnard Jazz Band. This has been a presentation from the Victorian Jazz Archive.